From the heart of Europe to the world, RTI.
Welcome back to part two of Postcard from Pop Rad with myself, Eric Wiltshire, Lee Banks, and Hot That's Pants me. Brendan down in up there in Queensland.
That's a very sexist thing to say as well, Mr. Wiltshire.
What?
Considering it's Women's International Do It Day or something.
Yes.
You can't call her Hot Pants.
Hang on. Lee,
we got that every week.
Lee, we got this all wrong.
What?
International Women's Day.
Yeah.
We're misreading this, mate.
Why?
We have got it wrong.
Why?
It means the day where women internationally do everything for the men.
That's the sexist remark again.
It's not.
Every day. That's no different. We wouldn't label that. We could have just called it every other day.
When did you last change the oil on your car?
Oh, goodness.
When did you...
1998.
Lee, when did you last change oil on a car?
Well, what... I drive a Bentley, and it has a special method of changing its own oil. That's how advanced my car is.
It flies too, right?
Yeah.
No, it has a little oil leak, so all the oil... over a few weeks, drains out, and you have to put more in, so it has a regular oil change. I think it's a work of genius.
No, that's a BSO motorbike.
You start on about my car again. It is not a motorbike. It is a Bentley.
It's a Bentley, very much so. believe it or not, the House of Parliament have become cool again. Cool Britain, no. Yes. Absolutely. Yeah. Fat Boy Slim has become the first DJ.
No, you've upset all the fat people as well.
That's his name.
Oh, sorry.
You see, this is what I have to work with, boys and girls. An old git.
He's a fat boy and I'm slim.
An old git that knows no music past 1972.
So boring.
He is so. He really is. Fortunately, I have Rachel helping me out, who tries to bring some modern sanity into the programme.
But she gets her hot pants twisted.
I've got to admit something now.
Go on, then.
We have a television channel called The Hits Channel, and it's nothing that Lee would like at all. There is nothing on there.
We have Blue Rabbit.
There is nothing on the Hits channel that Lee would constitute as watchable. Me, it's wonderful. And they did have an oldies section the other day. They did have an oldies section. Yeah. And they had Kylie with Spinning Around.
Oh, Kylie? Spinning Around? I used to do that when there was three.
In her hot pants.
In her hot pants.
In her hot pants.
Absolutely. Woohoo.
That's sexist. We've got another sexist thing now.
Oh, we're doing all right then. We haven't got to 100 yet. Anyway, Fatboy Slim has become the first DJ to play at the Houses of Parliament. His real name's Norman Cook, by the way.
That's why he changed it to Fatboy Slim. You know,
funnily enough, the world acclaimed Fatboy Slim was only the warm up act.
That's amazing.
He was only the warm up.
Who came on after? Bryce Fury.
Bryce Fury.
Who's Bryce Fury?
Well, his real name's Bryce Moore.
Oh, well, that made a difference, putting a bit of Fury on the end.
Yeah, it's like that old...
He'll call Bryce Bryce.
Bryce Bryce?
If the Bryce is right.
Yeah, Bryce.
That's terrible.
That was really despicable. Bryce Fury or Bryce Moore was the winner of a national competition to play at the Terrace Bar, I know that well, to the Houses of Commons. And she's really nice on the Terrace Bar, as it goes.
Yeah, in the Great Wall and then in the Igloo. I just saw the word igloo. I didn't know what it meant. I just thought I'd chuck it in to write the subject up.
Let's just bring some culture into this. The Terrace Bar is the bit you may see along the side of the Houses of Parliament.
Oh, the House of Parliament thing?
Yes. Leads on to
the late news.
River Thames. And it is a kind of like huge great marquee that's plonked on the side of the Houses of Parliament. And it's really lovely there in the summer. Really nice. If you ever get a chance.
Do you play tennis in it?
No.
Well, why is it called the tennis thing?
Terrace.
Terrace?
Hmm.
Sorry, ladies and gentlemen, it's the sound system.
Yes, I can firmly believe that. It's called the wax that's got into your sound system.
Well, if you would like me to wax lyrical on this subject, I
know.
No, please don't. Anyway, we wish young Bryce Fury a great career in the DJ world. It's a great career to be into, mate. It's really, really good. He's currently studying electrical engineering at North... Oh, he's currently studying electrical engineering. Now, let me think back. All those years ago, what did Eric study? Electrical engineering.
And look where Eric's got to, Bryce.
Yes,
he's on the radio all the time. This is a different kind of DJing, however.
Yes, he's never off the radio, Bryce Norton. He just is not. He's always on the radio. Can I just...
if Uncle Eric Rampant can do it, then so can you.
I thought I was Rampant.
Both Rampants.
He's Rampants.
You're both Rampants.
We can't, oh, that's because we're like...
Who it should go to, so I gave it to both of you.
Because we're like twins. Listen, talking about the fact that I have no interest in music over the age of 70, right?
Yes, yeah.
Just let me say, while you're talking about Fatboy Slim, and like you like to drop names, well, me, right, that's me here, Lee G. Banks, right, Pete Tong, remember Pete Tong?
Yeah.
Right? And Fatboy Slim were actually sitting in a club in Manchester about 3 years ago, 4 years ago, talking about our favourite club classics. And in the end, we all agreed that Orange, Mint and Chocolate were in that order.
I never understand these local jokes of yours.
I don't either, so don't worry. Anyway. I absolutely love this, because I was sitting there this week yelling at the television, saying words.
Man, I couldn't understand what was going on. I'm thinking somebody has upset somebody in soccer.
I was sitting there using words that I wouldn't ever use on the radio, as that stupid Turkish referee, who obviously needs glasses. And
you've been racist. You've been sexist. You've insulted fat people. Now you're upsetting Turks.
Well, he is a Turk.
And a right Turk. Bird, apparently.
Yeah.
Turk Burke.
Yeah, he is.
Yeah, he is actually.
Could FIFA take him back to school again to teach him the rules?
Now you're bringing thieves into it.
No, FIFA, dear boy.
Oh.
FIFA. That's the people that govern the sport. I think
call a robbery Italian.
I think Mr. Kakir needs to go back to school to learn the rules of football. The idiot.
I noticed you didn't read his first name.
I noticed that too.
Damn. Darn it.
Darn it. Then.
Gosh.
Bryce, you are like a Vestal Virgin compared to me. How can you call your kid that?
I have no idea. Anyway, the point at which Nanny was sent off, that's his proper name, as Manchester United were about to beat...
was bad enough.
As Manchester United were going to beat...
Take an order to your dog,
Real Madrid, the idiot, stupid... oaf referee sent Nanny off, and a Manchester United supporter was so outraged about it, he dialed 999, the emergency number, to the police.
Are you all right, Rachel?
Police.
I don't think so.
No, police are now urging Nottinghamshire residents to think before they dial the police.
Have the police got anything against this bloke or not?
Sorry, what?
Are the police going to take any action?
No, they've just said to him, "Don't be a silly Billy."
Oh my God!
Is it a crime to do that? Or maybe he was just having him arrested over his name.
No, he was just outraged so much so he dialed the emergency service.
Are we going to leave that name on our little thing that we put up on Scribd?
Possibly.
We so might the do. Ladies and gentlemen know what we're talking about.
Apparently, yes. Yeah.
That's his name and that's what he is.
Yes, exactly.
You got to look it on.
Anyway, after the idiot numpty oaf ref sent off Nanny, of course, Real Madrid with more players than Manchester United cheatingly won. And I was actually impressed by the manager of Real Madrid.
Now we're talking football, ladies and gentlemen. I don't know what he's talking about.
And I was very impressed by the manager who said, the best team didn't win. He was as annoyed with the referee as everybody else. Good on
but
you, mate.
It's not 10. It says here we were leading 10 at the time of the dismissal.
Leading 10? What are you talking about?
That's what they'd scored.
No, they were 1-0 up at the time that Nanny was sent off. They were reduced to 10 men and lost 2-1, which means they got chucked out of the cup.
Oh, I thought they'd lost 21. I thought, oh, 32! Yeah, the other scored 32, didn't it?
No, that was the aggregate score, 3-2. I give up. by the way, boys and girls, I should remind you that the Formula One season starts in a couple of weeks.
Oh,
so
we'll have
even more idiot comments at that point.
Don't call Rachel an idiot. She does her best.
I really do. That was cruel.
Was it?
Yeah. It's been terrible to everybody.
Anyway.
You should be taken off.
Do you want me to take you off now, then?
No, not me. I've been a good boy.
There you go. He's off now, boys and girls. You just can't hear him anymore. I'll put him back.
I've been a good boy. I'm not the one who's upset everybody today.
Anyway, is Eurovision time, which Lee and I famously did for Audio Boo a couple of years ago.
It was beautiful. Where
apart from everybody on Audio Boo were hating us, as we were commenting on it was the Moscow edition, actually, and I'd got a good friend of mine actually backstage at Eurovision, giving us all the goss on my phone, and we were broadcasting all this stuff. But anyway...
Graham Norton, that's a wonderful English comedian, was there as well, wasn't he? And he was feeding me information, ladies and gentlemen.
I love him.
He's nice. He's very funny, actually. Anyway, there was a big piece of news. Everywhere across the news, there was this big thing that another old singer, Bonnie Tyler...
She's quite Bonnie. Don't be rude about her as well. She sings like a bloke, though, doesn't she?
She's old.
Every time I hit, that's her.
She's old. She's actually from Wales, by the way.
Yes, she knew that your Prime Minister.
Absolutely.
Yes, they were stealing pastries together.
Absolutely. So anyway, there's this big, huge story all over the place in the UK, of course, that Bonnie Tyler's going to be singing in Eurovision. However, there's a bigger story.
This isn't a bigger story at all. This is absolutely the shame of the Midlands.
The shame of the Midlands?
Yes.
Oh, I understand. I should share this with the listeners.
You get it wrong.
Tommy Lomi is going to be doing...
Tommy Lomi?
Lomi.
Iommi!
Lomi.
Iommi!
Lomi.
Let's kill the whole thing off.
Right, okay, we better move on. Anyway, Tommy Iommi, just to be corrected by himself, is better known for singing with... Black, or being the guitarist in Black Sabbath.
Of which Ozzy Osbourne is, or was, one of my neighbours and still remains a good friend till today. And I shall be contacting him, telling him about what you're saying about Tommy Lomi.
Tommy Lomi. Anyway, Tommy Lomi has written a song for the Armenian Eurovision entry this year.
This is terrible. This really is terrible.
What language do they speak?
Armenian.
Armenian.
There you go. So does he speak Armenian? Is he Armenian?
No, he's not.
He might. Yeah, but somebody could translate it. We know about translations, don't we?
Look at ABBA. They didn't speak English very well, but they sang in it.
Yeah, but everybody seems to be missing the point that Tommy Lomi, who's one of the world's greatest rock and roll icons, has written a song... For the European Song Contest.
Yeah, it's a rock ballad.
Maybe he's a cousin or something.
It can't be a rock ballad if it's on there. It's called Lonely Planet. Lonely Planet. That's because you come from the Midlands.
Yeah, we could. No, yeah, there you go. You see. Anyway,
I've just been spitting off my incredible PA. I've just been seeking information on Tommy Lommy.
Yeah,
and she has no idea where he comes from, although we know him.
Oh, right. Well, anyway,
the big
story of Eurovision this year isn't that Britain's going to get nil points with Bonnie Tyler. It's going to be that Tommy Lommy's written the one for the Armenian entry, so we've got to listen for that.
I think that's terrible. Why? And talking about Bonnie Tyler, right?
Nil points Bonnie Tyler.
That's terrible. Tommy Tyler,
yeah.
Right, is brilliant. And I tell you what, also, I know that at some stage she was a previous owner of my Bentley.
Before it leaked oil?
Yeah.
No, because every now and then it falls apart and the sat nav just keeps telling me to turn around, bright eyes.
Wah, 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 wah.
Yeah. Wah, wah, oops. It's hopeless, isn't it? Anyway, let's go down to Australia for a couple of stories. And Rachel, what's going on? Some miners have been fired for doing...
This was stupid. I was outraged.
What are we doing now? We're talking about a different story.
Yes, it's called moving along. Catch up, move your wheelchair, you'll get there.
Are we talking about the dolphin? The dolphin?
No, we've moved on.
Oh, I wanted to ask Rachel a question about dolphins.
Well, we can perhaps do that in a minute. We're talking Harlem Shake.
Is the dolphin just a shark, Rachel?
Yes, and I've never eaten one.
Right, so what happened with the Harlem Shakers? That's what I want to know.
Okay. There were miners, and they were on the job site, underground, in the dark, with their little torches on their heads and all that stuff. And they just decided to bust it. Yeah, they didn't have canaries, they weren't in a coal mine, but they decided to bust out a move and do the Harlem Shuffle, this thing that's gone viral on the internet.
Yes.
It's this dance, it's this funny little dance, sort of similar to the Gangnam Style business that was going on, but different.
It's nothing like similar. It's totally different moves, Rachel.
Anyway, moving on.
Mr. Pedantic.
No.
She's trying to get the factually right.
So they've made this little video and they've posted it online, as everybody else does with this thing. And the guys that own the mine or that run the business sacked them.
Miserable sods.
They sacked them by letter.
Sacked them. I'm just translating for our English listeners.
He's got wax in his ear again, Rachel. Don't worry.
So... it's a gold mine, actually. So, they said their core values of staff integrity and excellence were breached. And they also said it was a safety issue, so they all got fired. The rub to this is a bit more to this story. The rub to this was that when they were sacked, they all got dismissed and taken off the camp where they were living and then sent to the airport to be, you know, summarily sent home. Mm. And the airport personnel had heard about this and decided that they were going to do the Harlem Shuffle when they got there. And were advised by the airport, if they did, they too would be fired.
No.
Yes.
I thought Australia was the land of the free and sort of open-minded thinking.
Drunken.
You would think so, but you know what? The company that owns this, the company that owns this mine, is South African.
Is this really, really big mine in the middle of somewhere?
It's huge, huge, huge mine.
Is this the biggest one, the open cast one?
No. This is an underground one. The open cast one is the diamond one.
Right. Yeah, you're right.
Oh, well, the open-minded Australians working well. And they've also upset poor old Jezza.
Oh,
good.
Well.
Go home. I hate you.
What,
you hate Jeremy?
I do. I can't stand
you. Can't. Go to the vets instantly.
Hey, Rachel.
The vets. There's out. Off to the vets you go.
Why do you hate Jeremy?
He's a 33 record. He's got stuck.
I'm just in shock.
Well, I mean,
he's got no filter. He's obnoxious. His program's boring, and he's just a bore in general. He needs to go away.
Vets.
What? You can't say days up.
How can
like,
you?
It's International Women's Day, and it's the only day I get to slag off people I don't like, especially when they do manly things.
But Rachel,
like,
Rachel, how can you be offended at a man that insults lorry drivers, Mexicans, Germans, Poles, the Scottish, Gordon Brown, the Welsh?
Women.
Well, everybody on the planet by himself.
Yes.
So I saw him on Graham Norton's program a little while ago.
Yeah.
And he was with that other nice man, James May. He was with James May.
Uh-huh.
Oh, and for God's sake.
Mr. Drippy.
But the one with the swirly hair and Joan Rivers, actually. And he was just a pill the whole time. And, you know, and he's also done some really appalling things. But he was a pill. And I just, he rubs me the wrong way. And his show's really boring.
What's appalling?
Glad that they disrupted his dinner, and I hope he leaves immediately. And he said that he's never going to return. And I'm like, good, goodbye.
Poor Australia.
Oh, poor old Jeremy.
Yeah.
Our own pubs didn't work. Actually, a friend of mine, Shane Jacobson, was hosting it, and it plummeted, and nobody would watch it.
Can you edit this, Eric, to make Rachel say, I love Jeremy Clarkson. I think he's the most wonderful thing that's ever been on TV.
Would you ever say that, Rach?
No. Oh, well, maybe for an extraordinarily large sum of money.
Go on, do a rehearsal.
Try it. Do a rehearsal, Rachel.
I love Jeremy Clarkson.
I'll go, I love...
See, I can't do it with that.
That's all right. Lee, I got it. I love, and I can put Jeremy Clarkson on the end of that. So
yeah, that'll do. That'll do.
That works.
Jeremy Clarkson has a gold.
I can edit that, don't worry. Facebook have got a brand new look to and feel to it, and this has to be the PR success story of the decade.
Oh, what a load of rubbish. You can freeze an Android.
This is the most amazing story.
It isn't.
It is. It is being sold to everybody as the new Facebook news feed makes it look like a newspaper.
I understand now what you're
saying.
It
makes it more beneficial on your mobile.
Come
wrong!
Every time they revamp it, they ruin it again. It's
no,
hard enough.
This is nothing to do with the revamp, Rach.
Facebook
have had problems for a long time because they can't put advertising on mobiles very easily, and it's costing them lots of money. Guess what?
What?
When they've got this, this is going to be the way that they can do it. You watch my words.
Yeah,
it will absolutely happen. That now means that they can put, we'll be able to put, in my opinion, adverts on your mobile phone as in the same way as they do on Facebook. But I have a cure for some people.
Right.
And this works. And I apologise profusely to all my Slovak friends for this, because as many of you know, I can read and partially speak the language. But because I'm English, when the adverts come up on the side, I go, and it says, do you like this advert? Yes, no, other. In the other, I just cut and paste, can't read it, I'm English, can't speak Slovak. Tick.
Right.
And after a while, they run out of adverts.
And keep trying more on you?
And I've had days with no adverts at all.
I don't get any adverts on my telephone, do you, Rachel?
Facebook
I don't get them on
page.
My phone. On my Facebook page, I do. And you know what? I do what you do, but I don't say what you say. I say that they're against my religion, even though I'm of no religion.
Anyway, the European Union are being complete buffoons again. Because I'm not one to defend Microsoft normally, but in this case I'm going to. Microsoft have been fined by the European Commission over their web browser announcement. Now, I don't think you have this down in Oz, Rachel, but here, when you get a new computer, when you start it up, the European Union forces Microsoft to put a little message up on your screen going, do you know there's other web browsers you can use and install as well? Would you like one?
No.
To which I go, sod off.
Why did you go sod off?
Because I don't want the European Union telling me what to do on my computer.
But shouldn't you have a choice about which one you use?
Yes.
Well, that's all they're giving you, a choice.
No, it's not. The European Union is dictating...
How can it be anything else?
The European Union...
They're prodding you.
They're forcing me to read something I don't want on my computer.
Well, that happens in all walks of life. Something comes in your newspaper, you might have to read it because you don't want to, or something phones you up on the telephone. I can't see why this company deserved to be fined £731 billion.
Million.
Million. I put a B on, I've got a cold.
Yeah, exactly. And I actually wrote to the European Union going, I think this is an infringement of my privacy. How dare you put things on I've not requested? And I basically got a sod off, but stronger, reply from the
how could it be stronger? What did they say to you?
They used, well, it was like getting an F-word letter.
Really? Now that's interesting.
Mm.
How rude.
It was a very rude letter.
Just two words?
No, it was more than that. It was a very rude letter.
Well, they just repeated it once after the other.
And I'm going to say this to the European Union. Yeah, sure, there are browsers out there. But funnily enough, you pillocks, the best browser on the planet at the minute, you haven't even got on your stupid thing that you force computer users to have. So what good is it in the first place? Nothing.
Ladies and gentlemen, have you heard Eric's language today?
Yes, I approve.
Thank you.
Message.
Oh, thank you.
All right, I'm going to do swearing then too.
I have not sworn once. I absolutely love this next story. A flight was held up for a man rushing to see his dying mum. And this is so wonderful because the cabin crew found out that this guy had got two flights, a connecting flight, and he just about had time to make it. Unfortunately, the first flight was delayed. The crew heard about it. They in turn told the captain of the flight, who in turn radioed through to the connecting flight to tell him what was going on and ask them if they would speak to passengers and everybody else and see if they could delay the flight until Mr. Drake, the passenger, could make that airline check-in. And everybody said, yes, let's do it, because there's a really good reason. And Mr. Drake was like running, trying to get to a checkout. And as he was running up to gate, the agent saw him coming and shouted to him, Mr. Drake! We've been expecting you. They'd held the plane up, and had he missed the flight home to see his mum, he would not have seen her. But because they held the flight up for him, he was able to get home in time, say goodbye to his mum, who died just a few hours later. And this, to me, is perfect customer service. And we need more of it.
We do. Absolutely. You know, companies with a heart, corporations with a heart. Well done, United.
I think that is just such an astounding story. I love you all to bits. And we're going to finish off very quickly with the Forbes Rich List in literally 45 seconds. The new Rich List is out. Mexican tycoon Carlos Slim is at the top.
He's a card.
He is a bit. £49 billion or $73 billion. The first Aussie on the list, Rach, is Georgina Reinhart. Mining money. The first Brit is Gerald Cavendish.
Who's he?
Well, it's from the people and all the Grosvenor House people.
Who's Mr. Slim?
What do you want about Mr. Slim?
Is he a fat boy?
No. And unfortunately, poor old Rupert Murdoch only gets in at 91 with $11.2
billion. He's 87, not 91. You've
and
not got
also, James Dyson doesn't even make it to the top 100.
Sucker.
Yeah, very good. He makes vacuum cleaners and he's only got $4.4 billion.
Aww.
At that point, we've got to say goodbye to Woe to Men's Day. I'm sure that Rachel will do the honest and upright thing because it's International Women's Day, meaning she will do everything for Rob on the day, especially when he gets home from work.
Of course I won't.
Thank you. Say goodbye, Rach.
Goodbye, Rach.
Bye, Lee.
Bye-bye, Lee.
Bye-bye, Eric.
From the heart of Europe to the world, this is RTI.